Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there. It's Friday. This is Mike Chuck. You know, where is the sense of humanity and goodness gone in our society? You can't throw a dead cat in this world without hitting an atrocity or a heinous act of inhumanity. War thrives. Disease is allowed to spread for need of medical care and sustenance or food, and the common health of a community, the disregard or the ignorance of the uniqueness in our neighbors, and the total dumbing down and controlling by religious fanaticism, zealotry, or you know, the political conservatism, the xenophobia, the misogamy, sometimes embraced by women. This is the insanity, the crucible that's the planetary mind right now, and just prior to spring equinox in 2012. And I got to tell you, thank goddess that there is a goddess, and thank goddess for Occupy. Listen to a little ditty here for a minute. Hey, Pinko, I see you. Do you see me? Living in Lindsay. Hey, listen, I want to reach out into the chat room and say hello to, boy, that's a heck of a name, Iron Swine. I like it. Mike Stinson, how do you do? Nice to see you. And Pinko the Bear, I have to do my little intro, which I'm going to do right now. We're going to swing a dead cat and hit this. This is Friday, Mike Check on Here Be Monsters, and we're sponsored by a really great place to go over and read some good stuff by great writers. It's called Roundtree7, that's the number 7.com. Writing knowledge to the social consciousness, and of course, Daughters of Isis, the Ancestor Romacology. You'll find some links on our show page, and please patronize us. We're part of a Friday drumline of indie block talk shows that are dedicated to informing you via Occupy and by boycotting the MSM. This is Friday block of the Occupy group, and beginning here with me at 4 p.m. on Mic Check of Here Be Monsters, where we recap, what I find out there going on nationally and globally as far as Occupy goes. And I do some local info, too. I have been sort of off the stick for the last couple of weeks because of we've had some ceremonies ushering people across to the other side here, or what y'all call funerals. And also been out there at sea, too, which has been absolutely wonderful for the blender. Going to sea, nothing better. But it's kept me a little confused as to what's going on in the real world. And so basically I'm catching up with you all today at the same time that you're catching up through me, if you can imagine what I'm saying. But at 5 p.m., stick around because Dusty Taylor has a show on Blog Talk Radio called What's Jerking My Chain. She's doing that out in Bakersfield, California. She does a really wonderful job, and that segues into the anchor, which is Diane G's Wild, Wild Left from the very left-leaning woods of Michigan at 6 o'clock. And after Diane, it's 7 p.m., we have Ruth Ann Amafateo and Brian Stetton with a Friday edition of Progress Towards Democracy. Brian's down here in Fort Lauderdale. Ruth Ann is in Chicago. I'm just letting you know how vast and broad we are. And at midnight, straight up on the left side of the country in Reno is Pinko the Bear. It's the Pinko, it's up late with Pinko the Bear show, and it's not to be missed. And as we like to say, you got to do Pinko. I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry. I'm here in Lake Worth on Friday for this dedicated news to Occupy. And we're trying to give you a broader spectrum of what's that. I just do a little bit, but all of the shows together, you're going to get a great big earful of what's going on out there. Yes, the other side would be Cuba. Okay? I'm at the end of the world. And that was Lindsay Buckingham at the beginning with the end of time. I want to do a little shout-out because I think she's figured out how to do it. She may be listening right on her little bitty phone over at work. My little media maven who sends me all these great tweets with lovely little links. And if you ain't paying attention to Twitter anymore, you're really out of the loop, I think. But my media maven is my sister, Debs Berry, on Twitter. And I want to shout out to her and say thank you very much. Speaking of Twitter, Chopra, Deepak Chopra, who's a great head, we all know this, great heart, tweeted a question today. He said, spirituality and religion, is there a difference? Well, my answer is yes. Beneath the skirts of religion hides a base of control of misogyny and fear. Spirituality is usually described as the part people claim within themselves that's not tethered to the rules of any god or any archetypal influence. It's usually, you know, from what I've gathered from people, it's the distillation of their heart through the experiences that they've had in life. At least that's my medicine woman point of view, and you can tell me what you think. You could tweet me at Daughters of Isis, or you can tweet me at Gwendolyn Berry, or you can tweet me at The Blender, and whichever one you choose, and you can let me know what you think. You can let me know you think I have too many Twitter accounts, too. That's always good. You know, you got to find kindred spirits to be with right now. I think it's a time like when we were at war during World War II and people gathered together. And, you know, folks even up in Canada and down in Mexico, I mean, there was a lot of shit. We were interning Japanese. But the communities of people came together. Now we have this wonderful device we're using that gives us, as I like to say, a planetary consciousness. It's called the Internet. And I'll tell you what, the family I have online is just as dear to me, just as vital in my everyday life, and just as kindred as anyone who I know from any community I've lived and worked in or gathered friends together. I tell you, I spent the afternoon here prior to the show, so I'm not too set up for today's show. I'm going to be reading stuff to you. But I was with Rick Spezak from Progressive News Network. He's on right after we are on Sundays. And he's a kindred spirit. And, you know, for any of you out there listening in archive or listening now, who are wondering just how the hell we're going to get through the next few years, or what the future is going to bring, what the legacy is we're leaving for the children of tomorrow. I mean, you know, most people do give a damn. You have to find your kindred spirits to be with. Keep remembering, guys. That I get a look at what's being read in the chat room every now and then, because I'm reading off of kind of a script. I'm kind of one of them, you know, people who's got to do the script reading. Anyways, please get out to your local Occupy group if you can't look. It's going to take incredible courage to commit to being part of Occupy, but an American spring is coming. It's already starting. This month it is starting. And you know, I think it'd be really honest to say to the 1% or the hierarchy, the leadership on leadership, that they should beware the Ides of March this year. Occupy is regrouping and recalibrating, and they're coming out with a big bang already. They've begun to do a great many days of action in the last, like, I think it's been the last 6 days. There have been several things, and I'll go over it in just a little while. Let me get this right. I hate it when this does this. This is my... Now... There was a piece I found today written by Amy Goodman. It wasn't talked out by her on Democracy Now! This is about WikiLeaks versus Stratfor and pursuing the truth, not the messenger. But I think these are important words to make. And at any time. Oh, okay. Thank you, Mike. Good thing I looked down. I can get that. Mike has put the link for Diane G's Wild Wild Left at 6 p.m. today, where she will be re-interviewing Noam Chomsky today. So that's a treat, folks. Please do not forget. And I always do the touting at the end of the show, too, Mike. I won't forget. So don't worry. Okay. Like I said, get out to your local Occupy. It's going to take a commitment this year and a lot of courage. NDAA has made it a very big risk, especially if anybody thinks they're going to get sacked away, which I don't know anybody in my circle of folk who, you know, including two of the people standing in the chat room right now, who, if they were arrested at an Occupy event, might not get, you know, Gitmo'd because of what's been reread. Of course, now wait a minute. Now, Mike, you couldn't actually, that couldn't happen to you because he's a Canadian. So perhaps we should all go up to Canada and do our weeks of occupying up there. But it's a real, I'm just trying to make the, demonstrate the point that it is a real threat now to go out, join the Occupy group, take courage, stand, be committed, and possibly get arrested and not be seen again for a few years. That's the possibility. Thank you, President Obama. That's the guy you're going to vote for, right? Anyways, WikiLeaks versus Stratfor. And Amy Goodman posted a piece. It's out. It's over on truthout.org. And whereas she's saying that WikiLeaks, the whistleblower website, has again published a massive trove of documents, this time from a private intelligence firm known as Stratfor. The source of the leak was the hacker group, or hacktivist, Anonymous, which took credit for obtaining more than 5 million emails from Stratfor's servers. Anonymous obtained the material on December 24th, 2011. That's a hell of a Christmas present. And provided it to WikiLeaks, which in turn partnered with 25 media organizations globally. Now, this is their shtick, you know. This is what Assange and his people will do. Once they get a big cachet, as it were, of emails from one source that is controversial, they will partner up with some of, and believe me, I can't imagine Mr. Assange out there beating the goddamn bushes for somebody with some integrity to partner up with that you can call a, basically a, integritist journalistic group, but he goes out there, he does that, and then he begins to release the information to analyze these emails and then to publish them. Among the emails was a short one-liner that suggested that the United States government has produced through a secret grand jury a sealed indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, in addition to painting a picture of Stratfor as a runaway rogue private intelligence firm with close ties to government intelligence agencies serving both corporate and U.S. military clients. The emails support the growing awareness that the Obama administration, far from diverging from the secrecy of the Bush-Cheney era, is obsessed with secrecy and is aggressively opposed to transparency. Basically, folks, I mean, and hello, Brian, it's nice to see you. I still can't see the discussion, but I certainly can see who's there. Thanks for stopping by. This is a really great article. It's over on truthout.org. She goes on to say that she was in London. She took time to interview Assange, asked him about the grand jury investigation, and he responded by saying, quote, there is no judge, there is no defense counsel, and there are four prosecutors. So that is why people that are familiar with the grand jury inquiries in the United States say that a grand jury would not only indict a ham sandwich, it would indict the ham and the sandwich, which is, I guess it's a play on words to say it's pretty ridiculous. They'll do whatever they're told to do, which is, we all know, the truth. The Guardian newspaper at that time exposed more of Murdoch's News Corp phone hacking scandal and prompted the closing of a tabloid of his. And it's The Guardian, I believe. And the News of the World reported anything but that. It focused instead on the salacious details of the private lives of celebrities, sensational crimes, and the photos of scantily clad women. Oh, she's describing The Guardian. We all know the kind of money that brings in to Murdoch. Meanwhile, Assange, who, like Murdoch, was born in Australia, has engaged in one of the largest, most courageous acts of publishing in history by founding WikiLeaks organization, which allows people to safely and securely deliver documents using the Internet in ways that make it almost impossible to trace back, which for whistleblowing that needs to be encouraged in this global community right now, that's an incredible thing to achieve. It really incredible. If you think about what WikiLeaks, what actually the trigger effect, Bradley Manning, Julian Assange and his whole group, WikiLeaks, and of course the hacktivists, which number in the hundreds of thousands globally of people who commit to the DODDS acts that enable to pull these events off. Well, incredible stuff, just incredible stuff. And the whistleblowers who might come forward, like Bradley Manning, it makes it safe for them to get in touch with Mr. Assange's group and to put information out through WikiLeaks. He provides that blanket coverage, and that's an extremely important thing to have right now. I think it's going to become more and more important as these 5 million emails slip out, really. They've been working on events in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Thousands of U.S. diplomatic cables and news of the world. So paying attention to this stuff is incredibly important. Good Lord, did I swallow some kind of a mispronunciation pill? The structured emails, which will be released over time along with with context provided by WikiLeaks media partners. They've already revealed by the documents that are close the potentially illegal connections between Stratfor employees and government intelligence and law enforcement officials. Let's think about what's been popping lately, like having the White House fund the New York Police Department with their ability to go out and spy on just about anybody they want, anywhere they want. That's fucking ridiculous. That is fucking ridiculous. And it's an invasion of privacy. It's breaking many laws that we used to have, but they're changing things illegally by my, you know. And remember this, too. On one side, you've got, this is the incredible thing that's going on right now. On the one side, you have this conservative SCOTUS, this Supreme Court that's allowing Citizens United and all kinds of cases to slip by and make this an austere, conservative world as far as the United States goes, and the imposition of unjust laws onto American citizens. And on the other side, you have the Democratic side of the ticket, which is President Barack Obama, his administration, and the majority of Democrats in the House and the Senate, who are just as bought over by corporations and who are allowing laws like NDAA, the National Defense for Authorization Act, and the Bill of Rights to be consumed as so much oatmeal or berries on the oatmeal for breakfast. It drives you fucking insane. I mean, Christ. And now we find out about Stratfor, but we have our weapons. And one of our largest weapons is Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, and the anonymous hacktivists who are from the ages of 14 to 80-something years old all across the world who have nothing but a computer and an ability to tap into Pastebin or whoever's emailing out do this or do that, and in the hundreds of thousands and millions of emails, hell, I get them, and basically they say, please send as many emails as you can to this one. We are all anonymous in that regard, too. But the hacktivists and Assange, WikiLeaks, and they're not the only ones. The big guys on the block are making a comeback. You hear the sound of their feet hitting the streets yet? Occupy. Occupy is about to really hit. And I don't love Jesus either. But I'm looking at the chat room. Guys, I gotta tell you, Occupy is getting ready to rumble big time. And they have taken the winter. Everybody thinks that the winter was filled with days of actions. Occupy, in any regard, has never left the building. They have gone inside, actually, because of the weather and whatnot, and I'm sure that there's days like that to come. But we're looking at spring equinox, and basically we're looking at an American spring and the organization and the reorganizing. And now there's extra funding coming from people who have the funding, like you were Newt Gingrich, and some guy who owns Las Vegas wants to pour money into your back pocket. Occupy is finding those people. I would be surprised if Soros began to try and give money in that direction. I see typing. Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're getting down the road, but we're still plenty for it, Pinko. We're still plenty for it. So basically, we have, and I will be hitting the different upcoming days of action for this week. Now, back to the Stratford thing. They're going to be released, these 5 million emails are going to be released over time in context provided by WikiLeaks media partners. And that means, I don't know if he'll be choosing New York Times again, but already revealed by the documents are the close and potentially illegal connections between the Stratford employees and government intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies. And, you know, Rolling Stone found out that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has been monitoring Occupy Wall Street protests nationally. Well, we all knew this. We were involved, we were watching, we were hooked in either by live stream or by Twitter, whatever social media, Facebook, that we could find, and we knew what was going on. I'd say live stream and Global Revolution and the rest of the channels provided by video online kept us all pretty dang hooked up, and we realized, most of us who had some critical thinking gear going and caps on our heads, realized that Homeland Security was involved in coordinating. Just take a look at all of what the cops in the major metropolitan areas did in alignment, each and every one of them. They all acted in tandem with the same strategies. You can't tell me that wasn't overseen by another larger, you know, organization, and that organization was given its go-to orders from the West Wing. So let's not kid ourselves. And in case by accident somebody stumbles in here to listen who still thinks that President Obama, you know, he is the President of the United States. I do still think there's something to being respectful just to the idea of the office. The man who is filling it is a liar. He's really quite terrible. I'm not going to go through that dissembling. But President Obama has allowed Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security, to monitor Occupy Wall Street protests nationally. And the Texas Department of Public Safety has an undercover agent at Occupy Austin who was disclosing information to contacts at the Stratfor company. Stratfor also is hired by multinational corporations. Now we're getting down to the skinny. To glean intelligence about critics. I want you to really let that settle into you. What I'm saying, corporations use companies like Stratfor, but I guess Stratfor's a biggie. And this is multinational corporations, not just American corporations who are definitely big guys on the block, but multinational corporations are using these companies to glean intelligence about critics. Do you know what critics are? Critics are organized groups like Greenpeace. Did y'all hear about Lucy Lawless? Don't you just adore it? Xena, warrior princess, out there telling Shell to bite her ass. I loved it. They down in New Zealand, they boarded prior to a court date, the environmentalists, including Lucy Lawless, and she was one of the seven active ones who basically got in there and boarded a drilling rig and protested, acted up, occupied the drilling rig and was arrested. Because she thinks it's wrong for them to drill in the Arctic. She thinks it's wrong for them to drill anywhere. Apparently the lady has seen what's happened, especially in the Gulf of Mexico. So, great stuff. But Stratford's hired multinational corporations to glean intelligence about people like Lucy Lawless, people like Finkel the Bear, people like Matt Taibbi standing out in the streets day before yesterday. Oh, no, it was yesterday, wasn't it? No, it was the day before yesterday in the Occupy group, putting his lot in with them and saying, you know, what was wrong with the banking system and how Occupy can create events that will address the situation as far as also bringing great awareness up to ALEC. And so those are critics. And among the companies that emails will be coming out from are Dow Chemical, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and, oh, my God, Coca-Cola. You know, I happen to like every once in a while a little glass cold-ass bottle of Coca-Cola. I guess I just gave that one up. Xena spying on the overlords. Pinko, I adore that woman, I'll tell you. I got them on my laptop, those old, those shit. They aren't that old, damn it. Anyways, Fred Burton, Stratfor's Vice President of Intelligence and formal head of counterintelligence at the U.S. State Department's Diplomatic Corps, wrote in an email, not for publication, "We have a sealed indictment on Assange. Please protect." Well, Burton and others at Stratfor showed intense interest in WikiLeaks, starting in 2010, showing intense dislike for Assange personally. Well, they really do hate him, yeah. Burton wrote, "Assange is going to make a nice bride in prison. Screw the terrorist. He'll be eating cat food forever." Another Stratfor employee wanted Assange waterboarded. These guys, this is like the Dick Cheney Club. You know, your spirit guide is Darth Vader, baby, before he took the mask off. these guys are really nasty, nasty, mean, mean people. And they're running everything. And I'm not a conspiracy freak. Jeez, it's just incredible. Now, Michael Ratner, the legal advisor to Assange and WikiLeaks, told Democracy Now! And Goodman, quote, "The Obama administration has gone after six people under the Espionage Act. That's more cases than happened since the Espionage Act begun in 1917. Who do they think these folks are? I mean, what this is about is the United States wanting to suppress the truth, and you can't do anything but agree. 1917 is also the year when U.S. Senator Hiram Johnson famously said, quote, "The first casualty when war comes is truth." We've had 10 years of war. We thought, well, we've had 11 years of war, pardon me. We thought we got rid of it when we got rid of Mr. Cheney and his crowd. But basically what we did was we ushered in, you know, one mask came off and then another mask came on to the same energy, the same dynamic, the same set of goals entered, you know, the West Wing. It's never frigging changed. Good grief. The White House is holding a gala dinner this week honoring Iraq war veterans. Bradley Manning is an Iraq war vet, and he's, of course, not invited. He's not going to be there. He's not considered a hero to anyone but me and others. I know lots of you out there, but he's being court-martialed. He's facing life in prison and possibly death for allegedly and remember, this is allegedly releasing thousands of military and diplomatic documents to WikiLeaks and revealing the casualties of war. President Barack Obama would better serve the country by also honoring Assange and Manning. We should pursue the truth, not its messengers. And that was a Truth Out post by Amy Goodman. And I've got some stuff here that Pinko the Bear also enjoys a little Coke now and then. Oh, yeah. Honey, 3 a.m. at the bar rail, I always used to like a little lift. But anyway, you know, we could look for Coca-Cola bottled prior to any of 1913, more or less. Well, yeah, it did. It did have actual Coca in it. Anyways, that's at truthout.org. There's a little bit more for you to read over there. And like I said, footsteps are coming. There's a couple of other things to discuss here today. One thing that's up very big is, and I'm hearing it all over Twitter, yesterday it was huge on Nicole Sandler with Radio or Not. And by the way, Nicole Sandler's on from an Eastern Standard Time. She's just down the street here in Coral Springs. She's on at 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Thursday, at radioornot.com. And she's worth listening to. She's not as radical as myself and most of the Occupy Friday block on Blog Talk Radio, but she certainly, and she gets the guests. I have to give her kudos because I keep up when I'm listening. I'll shoot her a question on Twitter or whatever, and she pays attention. And she'll ask if she feels she can get away with it, or she'll make comment if you make a good point. So pay attention to Nicole Sandler, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. A little tout for her.
Also want to remind you here, we got 20 minutes left, but I'll say midway through the show, please, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, remember, today over at Wild Wild Left, Diane G. will be interviewing again Noam Chomsky. Perhaps she's going to ask him what he thinks is going on, with, especially in light of the whistleblowing on the United States government and their intelligence services. You just don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be interesting. I guarantee it. She doesn't speak about it, Pinko. I don't know what's going on with her lawsuit against Alan West. By the way, for those of you who would like to know this, Alan West down here, he was my rep, but they've redistricted Florida, as Republicans are wont to do these days, so that they can push around folks and make it so it's difficult for people without a registration card to vote, or perhaps registration card won't do you any good anyways. Who the hell knows anymore? But basically, Alan West has been pushed out into a district, Western Broward County. That's Brian Stetton's area. And or his stomping grounds, and most of the people in West Broward, I think they've done that. I think they were trying to shoo in Alan West. I don't think they will, though. First of all, Nicole Sandler is West Broward County. That's her district, and she's notoriously got a way of getting the word out about idiots and assholes. And also, Mr. West has forgotten that basically Coral Springs and Jacaranda and all that has some folks that are very xenophobic, and they don't care what you're spouting as political language, even if it sounds crazy fucking conservative. They don't care if your skin's black. They're going to take a look at you and go, what the fuck? That's just the way it goes down. And hey, but we got, and this is my local part of the show today. We have a rep running who was the mayor of West Palm Beach. Her name is Lois Frankel. I've noticed that even my friend Dusty Taylor, who's on next at 5 p.m., has given her the thumbs up, but I have to tell you, she's just a rubber stamp, the DCCC party affiliate. Now, she's going to be a national representative in international politics for me, and she is wont to tell Nicole Sandler that the question of saber rattling in Iran, now, she's probably thinking that she has a large Jewish community here in the Boca Raton, West Palm Beach area that she has to qualify to, but basically she hasn't got any real solution for the issues that are facing, even how to deal with the quagmire that is Washington, D.C. But to say to a radio show interviewer who is asking questions on the issues, to say that the saber rattling of our country against in collusion with Israel and against Iran is too complicated to give an answer on, just shows some real deep ignorance. So, and I'm trying to get her to come on the show because I'd like to give her the chance to, you know, answer a few questions. But good God, if she's, you know, giving Nicole Sandler hard time about her softball questions, I got the feeling I ain't got a chance in hell of getting her on. And I have submitted my questions. Yes, she did get arrested about a year ago, a little over a year ago at the town hall meeting for asking questions of Alan West. And basically, he got away with, and that was in Broward County, but that was East Broward County. And, fucktard is a technical term. Thank you. I'll update my radio vocab here. I appreciate it, Pinko. I don't know what's going on, but here again, another tout for Nicole. Go on over and listen to her. She's a Ustream. She has a Ustream feed on Radio or Not, 10 a.m. You're asleep then. Well, you know what, Pinko? I will actually tweet those during the next show on Monday. She's Monday through Thursday. So any of you out there who've got the opportunity to give Nicole a listen. She gets a lot of great guests, and she does a lot of good stuff over there. She gets people who are in the news and who are making, you know, and it's hard to, for anyone who's going to ask, because they ask you to submit questions. I've been going through this with guests that I would like to bring on who are running for office. And the kind of questions that I ask, most of them aren't even replying to me. So I'm just not doing it right or something, or I'm not sure. Perhaps I'm asking the wrong questions, motherfuckers. Anyways, I didn't say that. That was the little, you know, person who lives in my pocket. Anyway, we're going to take a little short break here with Occupy, and let you know what it's about. Just a little break. Short little break. Then we're going to talk about Rushbo. Got something to say.
Am I wrong, or did I hear that they might have backed down from playing in the car?
Yeah, I heard it was postponed.
I mean, he's a billionaire. The guy's actually intelligent, and he thinks that by kicking everybody out and not letting them come back in with some bags and tarp is going to help the city or his cause or his investors that are pushing him to push us out of here.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it.
It's only going to cause us to get stronger.
Depravity where the rich get bailed out and the poor get executed. wrapped up in being downtrodden for so long, she thinks I've lost my mind. I actually stand for something for the first time in my life. I'm so proud of the people I met, and I'm proud I stand for something. And I don't care what I get out of this, I just want them to know I know what they're up to. And it's ugly, and it's criminal.
We need people power, and we need the numbers here. You know, this is the beginning stages of that cleansing process, but unfortunately, you know, it's still at the beginning stages. So I hope it succeeds.
I think that there should be a lot here for working class people who think of themselves as members. But, you know, I would hope that at some point all people can see the way in which they are connected.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out for the world to see itself.
Really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are some of the voices of Occupy. And I appreciate your patience out there when we take a short little break to regroup our mentality, if you will. And I'm going to reach out again to Brian and Gorgeous Dwight, ooh, and Pinko for being with me today. And I want to remind you guys once again that after you listen to me, which I'm so appreciative that you do, you go on over and take a listen to Dusty Taylor and see what's jerking her chain this week. She makes me laugh, but she also brings up stuff that's just incredible. I'm going to say something before the end of the show here today, and I've only got about 7 minutes left. I want to say something about the obvious misogyny and the woman bashing that is going on, not just in this country, but I'm told that it's going on in England and it's going on a few other places. So I would encourage you to call in to the radio stations that are playing Rush Limbaugh, the son of a fucking bitch, goddamn, you know, chauvinistic pig bastard that he is. I can say that. I've got a mature show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm just calling him names because I'm ignorant, because he's ignorant, and I'm inflamed. I'm really angry. I can do that. I'm within the law, and I think I'm within good taste here, people, to say that Rush Limbaugh is a chauvinistic son of a bitch bastard pig. He calls a young lady who is working for the betterment of her community and who has intelligence so far superior of his that would wipe the goddamn floor with this SOB. He calls her a slut on national radio. And the dumbed-down, ignorant SOBs that rotely think they're going to win the lotto so they're Republicans go and listen to this garbage. And they regurgitate it in society. And it promotes the idea that, you know, it's all right. It's okay to be an ignorant, chauvinistic pig, because guys like this are promoting it so loudly. Please, please, take a moment. Call in to the radio stations. You can find them online. And by Sunday, on our Sunday show, I'll have some national 800 numbers that I'm going to, I spent this afternoon with a wonderful kindred spirit, Rick Spezak, who hosts Progressive News Network for the Democratic, or the Progressive, not Democratic, but Progressive Party, the grassroots folks here in the state of Florida and nationally. And he's a local fella, and he's a great kindred spirit. And I do, once again, I do encourage you to find your kindred spirits. And by that, I mean, you know, get out to your local Occupy. Get to Twitter, if you can. Use the social networks. Find people there. Because, like I said, the family I have online, the group of people I know through the social networking and online communities are just as dear and close to me as the people I see, you know, once a week or whatever in my neighborhood. Please, resource your sense of community. Please. Okay, Pinko has put a link into the YouTube link into the chat room, so please remember that. Like I said, move along to Dusty Taylor. And remember, please, call your local AM radio station that is playing Rush Limbaugh's, you know, slurry of crap every day and say, you know, you're offended. The president actually today called the young lady who was offended by, slandered by Rush Limbaugh. He called her. It's becoming, as we've been on the show, it's becoming a larger story. And he's also, the president has gotten involved. And it's, you know, it's probably going to go on and on. But here's the thing, folks. We got Dusty Taylor up next. Then we got Noam Chomsky today on Diane G's Wild Wild Left. And after her, we have Brian and Ruth Ann at Progress Towards Democracy, all Occupy Block. And at midnight on the East Coast, it's 3 a.m. But midnight Pacific time, straight up, we got up with Pinko, up late with Pinko the Bear, and don't miss him. Even if you're listening in archive, okay. And thank you too for showing up. We don't know we're getting anywhere until we get an idiot and asshole in the crowd. So that's it today. Sorry, it's sort of wound down here. Hope to see you next week. Well, don't forget either, Sunday show with Jack Jodell and myself, and we'll have a few guests. I'll send that out on the social networks and via Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, and there's a few others I've got in there too. So listen, stay faithful. Keep the faith and stay faithful to Occupy. Listen, the sound of our feet is coming. The sound of our feet is beginning to rumble louder and louder. So that's it for today. Okay. Now, don't forget to go see Dusty. You know, I got to say one thing, GGT183, how nice and cadence that was. Yeah, like Pinko said, good luck with that, you dipshit, you misogynist bastard. I'm allowed to say that on Fridays. Allowed to say it on Fridays! Yeah! Bye-bye. Safe out there.
We be gone.